T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Earlier in the show, Jonathan and I ended up in a conversation, it wasn't even planned really, about expectations. And what we were talking about was the fact that, you know, sometimes you say, well, if the team makes it to the playoffs, I'll be happy. Or if my team, like right now, I'm sure every fan out there would admit, if you're a Browns fan, which is, you know, 97% of our audience, I'm sure you'd all admit that if I said, okay, the Browns make the playoffs, don't tell you what happens beyond that. The Browns make the playoffs. You'd all say amazing, great season, which it would be. The Browns have not made the playoffs for 17 years. If they made the playoffs, it's a great season. But here's the thing. If the Browns make the playoffs, let's say they win the division. Let's say they're the 3 seed. And let's say they play the Houston Texans, who are the second wild card in the first round here at Cleveland Browns Stadium in January of 2020. And they lose that game to the Houston Texans. Are you telling me you won't be disappointed? So this idea that it's a silly idea. Jonathan didn't seem to be getting it when I was saying it before. I understand what he was saying. He's saying, no, if you make the playoffs and you're the Browns this year, it's a great season. It is. But if the Browns make the playoffs and play the Houston Texans in the first round and lose that game, we will come on the air that Monday and we will all be bummed. And you will all be bummed. Now, maybe a few days after that, or a week after that, or certainly a month after that, we'll all look back and say, wow, what a great season. The Browns went 10-6. They made 11-5. They made the playoffs. First time in 17 years. How awesome was that to have a game in Cleveland in the playoffs? It was incredible. Now, we got to take it a step further. Sure. But in the short term, in the moment, in the days and hours after, it will be a huge disappointment. The season ends ultimately in disappointment for every team but one. There's just no way around that. Doesn't mean it's a bad season. The Browns make the playoffs this year. It's a good season. Bottom line. No matter what happens after that. But in the moment, and you could say, well, they got to win at least one playoff game. Baloney. If the Browns make the playoffs, the season will end in disappointment if they don't win the Super Bowl. That's how it works. In the moment. Doesn't mean it was a bad season. If the Browns make the playoffs, it's a good season. It's a good season. For now. For now, right? When the Bengals made the playoffs, it was a great season. By their 5th straight year in the playoffs, losing in the first round, wasn't that great anymore. This year, if the Browns make the playoffs, it's a great season. But ultimately, it will end in disappointment if they don't win the Super Bowl. For not just the Browns, for every team in football. It ends. The Rams went to the Super Bowl. They had been a perennial 500 team for years. They went to the Super Bowl last year. You think their fans weren't disappointed when the game ended? You think Chiefs fans weren't disappointed when they lost that heartbreaking AFC Championship game? We know how Saints fans felt losing that Rams game on that terrible call. The season ends. It's a weird thing. There's different levels of expectation. If the Browns go to the playoffs and lose, it's a disappointing end of a great season. If the Patriots lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a terrible season. Maybe terrible is a little strong. It's not a good season. Not a good season if the Patriots lose in the first round of the playoffs. The Browns lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a good season that ends in disappointment. Marcus Spears, former NFL player, was on ESPN. Okay, so if the Browns go 10-6 and lose in the first round of the playoffs, he's saying it's a disaster. Right, isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
That's not true. This is not true. It's not. Nobody in Cleveland is going to look at the Browns season as a disaster if they go 10-6 and lose in the first round.
I think there are some people.
That's ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous, but I think there are some people that think it'll be a disaster.
No, it's just the end's a disappointment, just like it will be for every other team losing in the playoffs. If you think 10-6 and losing in the first round is a disaster, that's ridiculous. If the Browns go 7-9, it's a disaster. Even if they go 8-8, I kind of think it's a disaster. They go 10-6 and lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a disappointing ending of a great season. I don't see how you could look at it any other way. That's my take. I want yours. 216-578-0092. Is Marcus Spears right? Is it a disaster? Why does I don't buy that the hype and expectation, because everybody will be crushing them. No. Colin Cowherd will be crushing them, and maybe some other national media. Listen, until this year, or really until the second half of last year, I've probably been as rough on the Browns as anybody in this town, and they have deserved all of it. I am not crushing the Browns if they go 10-6 and lose in the first round of the playoffs. Now, might I rip them for the game if there's something happens in that game that's like a boneheaded play that costs them the game? Sure, in the short term. But if they go 10-6 and lose in the first round of the playoffs, I'm not killing them for the season. The season's not a disaster. It's possible that game could be a disaster, but not the season. That to me is completely ridiculous. But I want to know, am I wrong about this? Do you folks believe that if the Browns don't win a playoff game, the season's a disaster? I don't know. Again, I think there's a big difference between, oh, wow, that was disappointing. We made the playoffs. Now I want to win. It ends in disappointment. And no, the season's a disaster because they didn't win a playoff game. That's a huge difference. To me, you lose in the first round of playoffs, we're all going to be bummed. It's going to stink for a couple of weeks. But then you're going to look back in a couple of weeks or at least a month and say, wow, all right, season ended in disappointment, but what a great season. We won double-digit games for the first time since 2007. We made the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Clearly, if we played that well, we have a great quarterback. We have a lot of talent. Next year, we'll go deeper in the playoffs. Ultimately, as I said, the season ends in disappointment for 31 NFL teams. But that doesn't mean 31 NFL teams had a bad season. That's ridiculous, and I think Marcus Spears is lost. Let's talk to Doug. He's next up on the Fan. What's up, Doug?
Hey, I was just listening to your take, and I couldn't agree more. I just had a conversation last night. I work at a trucking company, a room full of drivers.
Yeah.
And I said, I wish I could have said it as eloquently as you did, but if we make the playoffs, it's a huge season.
Huge.
It's almost like, do you have blinders on? Have you not been watching the Browns for the past decade and a half? If we make the playoffs, it is a huge accomplishment. Yes, it'll be disappointing if we lose and don't make the Super Bowl, don't win the Super Bowl. But we make the playoffs, it is a huge season.
The team would have gone from 0-16 to 10-6 in the playoffs in 2 years.
Right.
I mean, come on. To say that's a disaster is absurd.
Absurd. I could not have said it better. I was so glad that I turned you on my way to work today.
Good timing.
Because I just cannot agree more. I'm hoping I can find a replay of it so I can play it for these guys.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Keep
Take
up the
care.
Good work. Thank you. Let's talk to Brian. He's next up on the Fan. Brian.
Hey, Paul. I just want to say, you know what? It's going to be disappointing, like you said, no matter what. But from what this team, what they're coming from 1-31 to 10-6, maybe 11-5, making the playoffs for this city. I mean, just the way this team has been built up compared to the past couple seasons and how the city's reacting. I mean, I don't think you can feel any worse than we already have in the past. So to make the playoffs, I mean, that's more than amazing in itself.
Well, and think about it this way, Brian. You're a diehard Browns fan, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Think about how many years you have spent in – how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. You're not that old. So you've basically seen no winning in your life as long as
Correct.
You've been an adult, certainly. So you have gone and you've loved the Browns and you've watched the Browns every week and you've suffered. And it gets to the point where most years by December, you're not having any fun, right? It's miserable. They stink. It's not fun. You probably had a little fun last year at the end of the year as they played better, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Think about in a 10-6 season, and I picked them to win 11 this year, but okay, let's go with this theory, the 10-6, and they go to the playoffs. Think about how much fun November, December, and leading up to that playoff game will be. Things that you've never experienced as a beyond a young child. You know what I mean?
It'd be
amazing.
It'd be electric.
Yeah. So, not even
city,
really.
So.
Yeah, it'd be incredible. So, yeah, it's absurd to say 10-6 would be a disaster. Now, if things go really bad, they finish 7-9, yeah, that's a disaster. And by the way, even if somehow things went really bad and they went 7-9, it's still, to me, the long-term future would not, I wouldn't change my mind about the long-term future of the team, even if the worst-case scenario happened. So I'm not, you know, that wouldn't affect my long-term view, but yeah, for a season, that would be a disaster. But 10-6? Come on. Kurt is next on the fan. What's up, Kurt?
I can't agree with you more that every team except one is going to end the year with disappointment of some kind. I think success is making the playoffs. If we win in the playoffs, we'll be delirious. And disaster is only if we go under 500.
Yes.
With Baker healthy.
That's right.
If something happens to Baker, then all bets are off. There's no disaster in that. But if Baker stays healthy and we still end less than 500, then that, yes, that would be a disaster.
Yes, that's it. And that's not a not overly likely scenario to happen. It's possible, and that would be a disaster. But, you know, I wouldn't bet on that happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.